the problems, metformin, and of course we're going to be touching a little.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry about last week, but I think people need to hear the good news again.
Yes, no, definitely, because it was such an unusual topic. Normally when you're talking health, we see metamorphin is a copycat of the herb called French lilac or goat's rue. And we did say that it actually is going to be able to save a life of a COVID patient. Now, why is it that it can do that?
Well, because it copies a plant, and as you know, our natural medicine has always got different things, different sub-functions, because it's a complex molecule. They copied the molecule with all the benefits as well. Because normally when they make a synthetic drug, as you know, to make it, the whole thing is about trying to patent it and make it their own. But metformin, they just took the drug and made it their own. They stole the formulation from Mother Nature. And unwittingly, they didn't realize that in making a drug that lowers blood sugar, the side effect of it was actually that people didn't get viruses and colds and flu, as well as the others. And the most recent study and discovery was that the metformin patients are survived. Their survival rate is much better than the average patient who has COVID. And that's how they discovered it's actually an antiviral drug in its own right.
Okay, Sue, if we look at metformin, does it kill all the gut bacteria also?
It does. It does. And that's why, you know, it's working like an antibiotic, but always they say to us, you know, if you're taking antibiotics, you've got to take probiotics and you've got to be careful because your gut flora, you know, your beneficial bacteria is all going to disappear. Those components as well. It needs a healthy gut, better able to process arrangement down there that is more beneficial than less beneficial, should I say. And that's unusual about a drug that kills bacteria and viruses.
So there is an underlying background noise that's coming through. I think it's on your side. There's like a buzzing sound that we can hear. I don't know if you can hear it.
Sorry, I can't hear you there.
I said that there is like a buzzing sound that I can hear. So I'm not sure if it's coming through from you. It seems to be coming through from your side. Do you know what it is? I mean, but you're on the landline, isn't it? So,
you know, it's such a bad line. So like, I'm not able to hear.
You can't hear me. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. You can tell the listeners if you have the information, share it with them.
Okay. Sue, what else does what is an ACE2 receptor?
I'm sorry, I can't hear that either. Your technician's been naughty.
Okay. Anyway, Sue, I'm going to repeat that. What is an ACE2 receptor? Can you hear me?
The ACE2 receptor. We're hearing a lot about that these days. And yesterday I did a Zoom, my very first Zoom interview about heart cardiovascular health. And the ACE2 receptor is actually the enzyme which stops inflammation in the body. And when that is blocked, it can't convert angiotensin, which is a hormone that controls blood pressure, and it makes the blood pressure go up. It makes inflammation go up. It also stops our ability to deal with blood sugar and all this. So when that ACE receptor is attacked by a virus, it can't switch off the inflammation. So the inflammation continues. And that is the connection between the what the COVID virus does with all those little projections on it. It tends to engage with the ACE receptor where the enzyme is supposed to come in and stop the inflammation. And when your body's in inflammation, your blood pressure goes up, and so does your blood sugar.
Yes.
Because your body thinks you're going to need fuel, or your blood starts to clot. Helps to kill the virus in the first place. Plus, the nasty larger parasites. And people may not be aware of this, whether you're diabetic or you've got the respiratory viruses or not. Certain people who eat meat which isn't halal, which isn't supposed to be eaten, is often riddled with worms. And these worms like to travel to the lungs and hatch out in the lungs. Now that sounds terrible, you're going, yeah, worming in your seat. But the countries that were hardest hit by the COVID pandemic are the ones who eat pork.
Yes.
So now there is wisdom warning people, don't eat an animal like that. And what is the reason? Causes hyperinflammation. Not only in the lungs, but I know in other tissues in the body, especially around the joints and that. If you really scan with one of these, the SCIO scanner or the bioresonance thing, not really the metformin as much as its mother herb, but to all the people out there who are already on a chronic med and it's been paid for by your medical aids, and you can get metformin, it's good enough. But one step better would you try, and you can Google this word, it's like a goats. And then R-U-E, rue, which is the old-fashioned word for a herb, a goat's rue. And you'll find there, everything we're chatting about now, they will show you exactly what this herb can do. And you can take capsules. And that's why you can use it for a multitasker. If you're a diabetic, you don't have to worry about the virus as much as other people do. And the reason why the whole COVID thing is sort of passing over our head now, you know, we're going down to level one later.
Yes.
And the pandemic didn't happen as much as they thought it would in our part of the world. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a very strange reason for that. Is a lot of the people are already on antiviral drugs, anti-vet. The effect of that is it also wipes out the coronaviruses. So those people were not as badly affected. And the diabetics, all the obese people who don't control their eating habits, who are taking metformin, they were also more or less exempt from being victims of the COVID virus. So we found it's a backward loop, isn't it?
Yes.
It's rather sinister. But I'm sure you would like to share with the listeners that there are further things we can do so that we don't really need the metformin to control our blood sugar.
Yes. Of course, diet is one of them. So as we, can you hear me? As we know, inflammation and weight gain are connected. Does metformin help us to lose weight?
That is what?
Does metformin help us
at digesting the starches? It does help us to lose weight. But as you mentioned, too many people are eating too much wheat. That people have, because that is going to interfere with your ability to lower your blood sugar and lose weight.
Can you hear me, Sue?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So we are going to be going for a short break in a few minutes. And just for the adhan, and then we're going to come. If we need time to go, then we will just go for a short break.
Okay.
Sue, can we also use a herbal equivalent to treat infections? And you did say that we can go and look up goat's rue and a French lilac.
On the website, you can click on the link with this radio talk. So if you've missed anything, it's all there.
Okay. And we did say that normally wheat creates inflammation. And when wheat creates inflammation, then it is going to create a problem, and one of the things it's going to cause is inflammation and weight gain. So when we come back after the adhan, the call to prayer, then in metformin if there is a need. So we are going to be going over for a short for the adhan break, and then when we okay, I think I'm going to also ask him to call you back. I will go for an adhan break, and when we come back, we'll continue with the interview with Sue.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر
قائمة آتي محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
O Allah, Lord of this perfect call, and Lord of this prayer to be performed, bestow upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam nearness, excellence, and an eminent status. Raise him to a position of glory you have promised him. Verily,
this is IFM.
She knows her worth. She believes in her worth. She acts on her worth. She is the woman of Worth magazine.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, welcome back. You're talking to Zuleika, listening to Zuleika Ahmad, and I'm talking to Sufisa. And if you need to listen to this interview and others, you can go to www.naturefresh.cx. And we're going to move on to wheat. Sue, how are you? Welcome back again.
Right, I'm right here for you.
Okay, it seems to be much better now. Sue, we spoke about alternatives to wheat, but what do you suggest are the alternatives, and why should one stay away from wheat? In other words, why is wheat a problem?
It's a problem for most of us. This wheat, they can digest it, and they have other foods that cause problems. So I've always said, eat white bread that causes the problem, structural elements in it, because it's got the husk included, which contains nasty chemicals called phytates, which destroy your calcium. But the main thing in the wheat is the protein called gluten, or gliadin is the protein, and get addicted to eating the wheat. The increase leaves the antagonistic effects from eating the wheat. So it becomes a loop in that you're going to eat something that causes a disruption action. You get addicted to wheat, and people look at you sick. Why don't you stop? If you like it, it's good for blood type A secretors, because they can handle the lectin in the wheat. But it's not a B secretor. And I don't want to get too technical about blood type, but 80% of it not handle the wheat. And I've seen this in families where you've got the mother is a blood type A with a secretor, and the father and the children are all non-secretors. So when you've got mommy cooking in the house and she can handle bread and it's got no problems for her, she's slim, she's lovely, she's fit, she's well. But her husband is processed. But they're all blood type A. So there is the most extreme example of, in a family, the same blood type, the wheat will suit the one, but not the other. But you're absolutely right in saying wheat is no longer wheat. You know, in the time when they spoke about bread as a staff of life, it was that natural, simple grain, what they call the ancient grain, or the Essene bread. That was a different type of a wheat, but our modern wheat has really been messed around, and it's messing you around. So the best ask me, what else can we eat if we don't eat our bread and our sandwiches?
Is generally, when it looks at it, it's not the natural form. Now we have things that have been changed so much in so many ways, and so that can also be causing a major problem. Genetically modified.
Genetically modified is a big problem, and some products will say it hasn't been, and so other things they will definitely have to say it includes GMO corn or GMO soya. But generally speaking, if you like, I think a safe food to eat is rice, all products made out of rice. And if you're going to buy corn products, try and find a GMO alternative. I don't like the fact that you can eat popcorn and it costs about 10 or 20 rand to make a packet of popcorn. And the GMO-free one, they're going to charge like 70 rand for the same thing of maize kernels. I mean, what makes them so special? And I personally don't know the difference. But for blood type O people like me, again, corn is not your best friend. It's something you can have now and then, but you would not eat maize in the morning and maize in the afternoon and maize at supper time if you're blood type O. If you're blood type A, the grain suits you the best. Wheat and corn and soya suits blood type A very, very well. That's 80% of them. So it's a lovely, easy slide across. If you find that the wheat's giving you a problem, you can make anything out of rice or corn. And these days, Zuleika, have you seen in the shops, the health sections, what a lovely variety of gluten-free and wheat-free pasta that they've got? Don't have a look. You don't have to buy glue wheat. Quinoa, I don't know if you know that.
Yes,
quinoa,
yes.
Q-U-I-N-O-A, you say. So when you're eating pasta made out of that and it's mixed with a bit of sago to bind it, it's very delicious and it's actually going to be more nutritious than the plain old habit-formed wheat pasta. And the same goes for a pizza. If you like a pizza, you can order a gluten-free pizza these days. And when you order gluten-free food, it's definitely wheat-free.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll also be free of other forms that a lot of people are very fond of barley, but it's not good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the same goes for oats. And also rye. Rye contains gluten. But the trick is, with things that do contain gluten, if you want to reduce the gluten content, you can make your old-fashioned bread with the yeast. And the fermented dough, like what they call sour bread,
yes,
doesn't have such a high gluten content. But all in all, if you're suffering from just about every ailment you can mention, I mean, we can go from A to Z, from asthma to acne to breathing problems. And personally, I remember when I had a problem with anemia, and I was eating rye bread because I said, all right, I'm not eating wheat. I'm being a good girl. Eventually, I thought, well, I will challenge myself to stop eating the rye bread as well. And up went my hemoglobin. And when I went, to the extent that the undermining can happen, when you carry on eating wheat and you argue and you say, well, I don't come out in a rash. I don't start itching like you do. So I'm okay with it. No, you're not okay with it. And there again, you know, the magic of Viva La Difference, because we are not all the same when it comes to antigens. Now, antigens are the thing that's going to fight the gluten. Some of us have got fast-acting antigens. So the moment we had the wheat in our mouth and it's going to cause trouble, we start with breathing problems, mucus starts forming on the lungs, our skin starts itching, our temperature goes up. And other people will be eating the same stuff and saying, you're crazy, it's not happening to me.
Yes.
But it happens 24 hours later.
Okay.
And that's the cunning trick. So, and that's what they call an IgA reaction or an IgG reaction or an IgE. It's the immunoglobulin test that they do. That you can have tested in the laboratory. And so if you don't believe that you are really allergic to wheat, you can go and have those tests done. You don't have to pay money for them, but then you will know for sure. Aha, even though it doesn't make me controlling my blood sugar and my blood pressure.
So
it's very complicated, isn't it?
Yes. I just want to find out, I know of someone that is breastfeeding her, and her three-month-old baby seemed to be having the reflux and is in pain. Is it her diet that may be causing this, because she's breastfeeding?
It's breastfeeding. If the mother is eating wheat and she's allergic to it, even when she's pregnant, she's passing on that gluten sensitivity to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are breastfeeding and you've got a gluten problem, it's the baby's also going to receive whatever's coming out of you in that milk. The antigens are going to get passed through to the child. And the most tragic one is when you have a young person, what did you eat more of when you're pregnant? She would say, oh, I couldn't leave toast alone, I couldn't leave biscuits alone. I've heard this sad story, and my neighbors have now got a son who's about 13, 14 years old, type 1 diabetic, has to prick his fingers every day, and he takes metformin. But so please, if you're pregnant, don't eat wheat. Don't eat gluten. You can give your child a much better chance.
You can replace wheat with his rice, and then you said maybe corn for some.
Oh, sorry, cannot get any of that.
I said that one of the items you suggested for a pit rice, and you also said that, I mean, okay, quinoa. And what else can a person eat?
Well, when you watch this, you can also have a look at things made from lentils and from, you know, the yellow pea, the dal.
Yeah.
And You can get lentil flour, as you know.
Chana flour and pea flour, yes.
I've got lots and lots and lots of baking recipes for those. And if you find the result is not very successful and you want to bind it a bit, you can use potato flour. Makes it glutinous, without being glutinous. But I suggest that you can get quite a nice result. But watch out for the xanthan gum, the tragacanth gum. Where the gums that they use are actually glue, and they stick you together. They are not, they are anti-nutrients. So rather use something that is naturally going to help you bind. And my favorite is to use scones or your cakes. It gives it a nice elastic feel to it. And you can just think gluten-free. Don't talk wheat-free, because it's geared towards gluten-free. You'll find guides for your blood type. You will find exact matches to the types of food you're looking for and the baking and the recipes. And the good news is I've got a second website which you can get linked to as well. And it's a separate website totally dedicated to gluten-free food. It's called Veg But Gluten-Free.
Okay.
And if you Google Veg But Gluten-Free, all one word, small letters, Veg But Gluten-Free, you will come up with a whole website sharing everything I have to know and do about giving up wheat or giving up gluten. And in many cases, people who don't want to eat meat anymore or they want to fast for a day or two, every recipe is there. And the lazy boy angle to this website is that you can just click on the slideshows, and it shows every few seconds pictures of what food you can make with the captions underneath of how to make them. Now, if you don't know how to find all those links, go to the Nature Fresh Facebook page or to Sue Fiss's Facebook page. Everything is shared on there with you. So it's not difficult. There is more information than you can handle. And these days in the shops, there is an explosion of gluten-free products. There's enough pasta and flour mixes to keep you happy and healthy. And if you're stuck and you need something to eat in a hurry, then you don't stand by.
Yes, because it's easily available.
Yes, it's easily available. It's not expensive. And I don't know if you know this, the diabetics, but a slice of bread is also extremely high on the glycemic index. So it's really going to bash with your blood sugar. And to get down the glycemic index, our golden rules are always that you add a form of protein, a form of fat, and some type of fiber. So the more you've got to chew through, the slower the insulin reaction will be. So if you grind up flax seeds and mix them with something like cottage cheese and a little bit of flaxseed oil, that's actually curative in its own right. What you're doing is you're making the passage through your body and the insulin reaction much, much slower. So it's not going to put you on an insulin roller coaster. So if you're eating the rice cake or if you are having a spoon of sugar, have the sugar spread across a whole packet of carrots and other foods and celery and all the rest, a spoon of sugar will get hidden amongst all the fiber, the oil and the protein, and it won't bang your blood sugar. But if you put that spoon of sugar in your mouth, your insulin's going to start creeping up and exploding and being reactive. Now just imagine what happens when you drink a can of a soft drink, a fizzy Coca-Cola or something. It's 8 spoons of sugar in there. And then don't say, oh, well, then I'm going to have a healthy soft drink. I'm going to drink bitter lemon. There's 10 spoons of sugar in bitter lemon.
Mm-hmm.
So don't kid yourself. There are no shortcuts with the diabetic way of eating. But certainly you're going to feel the benefit by confronting the fact that wheat could be your major problem. The real troublemaker in your diet could be wheat. And it's a big sacrifice, and I help you along in the website. I've got the one-month gluten-free challenge.
Yes, I saw
that. All your recipes on your food plans, everything's there. I mean, Zuleika, you have seen that.
Yeah. Okay, Sue, it's been most interesting, and hopefully we'll be chatting about some form of diet maybe next time, about what replacements we can use for milk, because I know that's a no-no also. Anyway, most interesting, and we'll chat to you again soon. Thank you so much.
I look forward to that. And any queries or problems the listeners have, please just contact me via Facebook or the website, and I'll gladly help you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Shukran. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye. Have a lovely week. Bye.